Welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realest podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared, and today we're going to be talking about some traits and rarity. Basically, like, how important are traits in an NFT project? Does any specific rarity or specific traits make your NFT worth more than the others? Or how does rarity work? So that's what we're going to be talking about on today's episode. But first, I got to give my guy, I Wrote Stan, a shout out. He left me a review and said, "Incredible and amazing. I'm a real Stanley when it comes to NFTs, and this pod has taught me a ton of stuff I had no idea about." Thank you so much, Stan. I appreciate the review. If you want to leave me a review, you can leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or basically anywhere where you listen to your podcast. And if you enjoyed this podcast or you learned something, share it with your friend or family. I'd really appreciate that. But anyway, let's get right into it. Alrighty, so just getting straight into it. When we're talking about rarity, rarity is basically the uniqueness of your specific NFT. So on any one given project, there's different traits. So let's just say, I'll just use Bored Ape Yacht Club. Just simple, and it's easy to work with, basically. So Bored Ape Yacht Club, they have got different traits. So one ape might have red eyes. One ape might have a hat. One ape might have something coming out of its mouth. Like, I don't know the specific traits on those. But anyway, so these are just examples of the different traits. So a trait that is rare is a trait that not a lot of the other apes have. So let me just give an example just off the top. So if there was an ape, a bored ape, that had a hat on it with a balloon sticking out of it or whatever, I just completely made that up, and there was only 100 other apes that had that trait, that's the rarity of basically of it. So like it's a rare trait to have, which doesn't necessarily make it more valuable, which I'm going to explain a little bit later, but that's the idea. So you can actually literally go to rarity.tools for the Bored Ape Yacht Club, the Crypto Cannabis Club, one that I always talk about and I like. So this one is actually like, they actually look like humans. It's not just like some random like animal or something. These are actually humans with actual real traits, such as glasses, the shirt, the beard, the hair. So that's another thing I actually love about the Crypto Cannabis Club. It's not like just like some random animal project or, you know what I'm saying, like a derivative, like we've just been seeing come out. So they're actually like unique. It looks like a person. So that's just another thing that I like. So again, rarity.tools will show you. You could just type in a project. So the Bored Ape Yacht Club or Crypto Cannabis Club, you can go on there, or different projects, even the CryptoPunks, or really in any project, like most projects, not all of them. You can go on rarity.tools, type that project in, and you'll see like a list from one to however many items that project has. These specific projects, the Crypto Cannabis Club and the Bored Ape Yacht Club, have 10,000. So it'll literally show you the number one is going to be the most rare, basically. So the number one has traits that not a lot of the other ones have, not a lot of the other NFTs have in that specific collection. So that's basically literally what it is. So I wanted to come on and talk about, is the number one the most, quote, the most rare one? Is that the most, like, is that the one that's worth the most? And it's really not, like, not necessarily. And let me explain. Just because it has a trait that is, quote, more rare, doesn't mean that that trait is necessarily more desirable by a specific person. But however, there are people that are coming in and looking for a specific rarity, or they want the ape or the NFT with the most rare trait in the project, basically. So that is something to think about. There are people literally just looking at how rare an NFT is. But then also, my whole point is that, say, like, somebody coming into the NFT space that's like fairly new, they're looking at a project, they might be drawn to a specific NFT because it has a trait that they like. That trait doesn't even have to be something that's like a super rare trait. Like, even like the background or something like that. If the background or maybe like just a hat that one of the NFTs is wearing, like they just like it, it appeals to them, that is worth more to them than having a hat that only is only a few of them have, or if I don't know if that makes sense. So basically, not everybody is trying to go in there and just look for the ones that have traits that are just, again, barely any of the collection has. A lot of people, when they're coming, they look and they say, oh, I actually like that one that has glasses. Like, and they don't know if it's a rare trait or not. It's just kind of, again, it's based off of like preference. So is rarity important? I mean, it depends. Again, it depends on who you're asking, right? Again, because you're always going to have those people that are just looking for the rare traits and they just want the one. And so that's worth something to somebody, right? But then if you got one that has a cool hat and a cool background and cool glasses, this other guy might think that one is the shit. He doesn't care about the traits or if it's rare or whatever. The NFT itself just really appeals to him. So that's something to definitely keep in mind. So another question I wrote down is, what does culture have to do with rarity? What does culture have to do with rarity? So basically, again, like I said, if like Snoop Dogg, for an example, like if he came to the Bored Ape Yacht Club, I'm just going to give an example, or the CryptoPunks or whatever, right? And he saw one that had a joint or a blunt in his mouth, that one might appeal to him a little bit more, right? So that's like culture. And it doesn't matter if that trait, like all the like majority of them have it. Again, that's a trait that appeals to him. So that one might be worth more to him, even though 500 or 1,000 of the other ones have the same trait. Again, they like that trait. So like when I'm shopping as well for like Crypto Cannabis Club, I'm using this project because if you look at it with me, Crypto Cannabis Club on OpenSea, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Like you'll see the traits and it's very easy to explain. Again, from the background, the eyes, the hat, the mouth, the shirt, the skin, they're all completely different. And it tells you, that's what I also like about OpenSea. So it'll say like, so an example on the Crypto Cannabis Club, the background, a more rare trait would be it's called the smoke background, and only 1% have this trait. 1% of the entire project have this trait that has a smoke background. And let's go over to like the eyes. So I'm looking at one right now. The eyes are called Groovy Red. Only 8% of the entire Crypto Cannabis Club has this trait. So again, people are out there scoping for 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%. They want every trait to be 1%. They want to have the quote most rarest, right? Again, but then someone like me, I don't necessarily care about like the rare. I'm like literally looking at it. I'm like, okay, this one's super cool. He has the joint. He's got the red eyes. He's got a cool hat. His mouth, the background, maybe he's smiling. Maybe the background's like something I think is cool. So that's just something definitely to keep in mind. So like Eminem, the rapper Eminem, when he bought his Bored Ape, it like looked kind of like him actually, which is that's one of those things. Like he could have gone in there and bought the most are the quote rarest one, right? Like he could have done that, but again, that's not what everyone's trying to look for exactly. So that was just something I wanted to talk about on today's episode. The rarity, it's something you'll learn. Like when I first started buying NFTs, or when I first started getting into it, I was literally just trying to buy like the floor, right? Because when people are coming in to buy projects that they're interested in, they're either looking at the floor to get in at the cheapest price point, or they're looking for something that just, again, there's different types of buyers, right? So then there's a guy that's, again, looking at just the floor, but then there's also the guy that's looking at, wait, which one do I actually just like? Which one appeals to me? So again, my recommendation is something that I learned when I was buying NFTs. I was buying floor. Like, I didn't give a shit what it was. I was like, oh shit, just floor. You know what I'm saying? Of course, like that was my mindset coming in. Like, again, that was like a minute ago. Obviously now I'm a little bit more mature in my NFT buying experience, but so when I come in, I'm not just looking at, again, the cheapest or what is the most rare. I'm looking at like, what do I like? Like, is this one appealing to me? And that's the one that I'm probably going to buy. So I don't know. It's super interesting. I think people put rarity on a shelf. And again, I think I think it is important to that specific niche of people that want to, you know what I'm saying, just have an ape that is super rare, or have a specific NFT that is super rare. But it's, I don't know, it's basically just however you see it. So again, rarity.tools is a great way to go check and see if you're into that type of stuff. If you don't give a shit, just go look and go scroll until you find, you go select traits. So again, about the Crypto Cannabis Club, I like it because I can select a trait. Like if I want to browse the NFTs that are buy now based on the background. So if I just want to see all the ones with a cool background that I like, I'll just go filter it through background. I can filter it through, again, mouth, eyes, hat, hair, like everything. You can filter, and if there's a specific trait that you desire, you will be able to filter and find the one that you like. So that's what I've been doing. I have specific traits that I like about the Crypto Cannabis Club that I only just filter out through there, and those are the only ones that I look at. So that's just the way I do it. And also with other projects I'm looking at, Crypto Chicks is another one. My girlfriend was looking at that one. That one's gone berserk. Like that one, Twitter just like, again, 20 minutes ago, just bought. Actually, speaking of Twitter, they just bought a Crypto Chicks pretty recently. But this is actually important. Twitter, if you're on it, just actually started verifying your NFT profile picture. So no more, an example would be this guy like screenshotted Eminem's Bored Ape, and like it was his profile picture. Like, so he didn't really own it, right? If you go to the blockchain, which of course the blockchain shows you who actually owns it, so no one's fooling nobody, it shows you. So that's the cool thing about this new Twitter NFT profile picture verification, is that you ain't bushing nobody no more. If you don't own it, everyone's gonna know that like you don't own that specific one. So Twitter rolled that out actually today, and there was a lot of talk about that. A lot of people didn't like, you had to pay, I think it's like $2.99 monthly. So a lot of people were not fans of that. But I guess it's still super new. I don't know if they're going to continue to charge or what they're going to do, or, you know, how it's going to change. I'm pretty sure Instagram's going to step up their game, try to do something, try to verify. But yeah, I thought that was super cool. So again, you can go on Twitter, verify your profile picture, and it'll be your new profile picture. But it's, again, verified, so they'll know you're not BSing, or so nobody can basically steal your profile picture now. It's all verified. They can screenshot it and try to make it, but like it's different on Twitter now because it's like in like a shape of like a, I think it's like a hexagon. So that's how you know it's like the quote verified. And then it'll show you tap on it and it'll give you information about it, where the NFT is from, what collection. So yeah, it's super cool stuff. But this was just a short one on short episode on traits, rarity. I don't know. I think it's just a different perspective and it's something to think about. But that'll be the end of this episode. If you want to reach me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is TheJarrod, TheJarrod. On Instagram, I have no posts yet still. It's Future of NFT. And if you want to leave me a voice message, the link is below. So again, reach out, ask me a question. Literally, you could just say what's up. You just want to shoot the shit about NFTs, I reply to everybody. I just like to say what's up. I like to talk. I like to just, yeah, chit-chat. So hit me up. But that'll be the end of this episode. And I will see you on the next one. Peace.